What are you saying? That you enjoy honor and you consider it a significant thing? Yes, he responds. But why? Because tolerating dishonor is a significant thing, but partaking in honor doesn't demand a strong soul. In fact, it requires an extremely resilient and powerful soul so that the one experiencing it doesn't lose their footing and crash. Thus, he takes pride in both these aspects equally as he shines in both scenarios. But how does this relay to a device of righteousness? Because the respect gained by the teachers encourages many towards piety, and also, this is a testimony to good deeds, and it brings glory to God. Moreover, this demonstrates God's clever scheme of using opposing elements to spread the gospel. Think about it. Was Paul in chains? This event, too, was for the sake of the gospel. He states, "My circumstances have resulted in the advancement of the gospel, so that most others, feeling confident due to my imprisonment, are more eager to speak the word fearlessly." Philippians 12:14. Conversely, was he honored? This also made them more eager. Not only did he nobly endure physical suffering, afflictions, and everything else he mentioned, but also those aspects that impact the soul. They, too, tend to cause significant distress. Jeremiah, for instance, despite enduring numerous tribulations, faltered in the face of these, and when he was ridiculed, declared, "I will not prophesy, nor will I call upon the Lord's name," Jonah 6:9. David, too, often laments about being ridiculed in the psalm. Also, Isaiah, after touching upon various themes, advises on this matter, "Do not fear the reproach of men, nor be disheartened by their insult." Isaiah 7. Furthermore, Christ urges his disciples, "When they slander you and tell all kinds of evil lies about you, rejoice and be exceedingly glad." Matthew 11:12. As he announces, "For your reward in heaven is great." Elsewhere, he adds, "Leap for joy." Luke 6:23. However, he wouldn't have reserved such a grand reward had the struggle not been immense. In torturous situations, the body shares the soul's anguish. The pain is felt both physically and emotionally, but here, the agony is experienced solely by the soul. In fact, many have been defeated by these challenges alone and lost their souls. The rebukes from Job's companions seem more unbearable to him than his physical afflictions. Nothing is more intolerable for those in distress than hurtful words that pierce the soul. Hence, in addition to dangers and hardships, Paul includes these as well in his statement, "Through honor and dishonor." Many Jews indeed refused to believe due to the honor they received from the masses. They were not afraid of any punishment. Instead, they feared being ostracized from the synagogue. Thus, he proclaims, "How can you believe if you accept praise from each other?" John 4:44. And one can find numerous examples of those who indeed have scorned all risks, but have been undone by the desire for honor.